In the early 20th century, artists and religious leaders in the Midwest went to work building shrines of concrete and collages called grottos, or sometimes referred to as cement gardens. A few grottos of Wisconsin include the famous Dickeyville Grotto, the Wisconsin Concrete Park in Phillips, Grandview, a sculpture garden in Hollandale, and Rudolph Grotto Gardens in Rudolph. A local artist has been inspired in part by these grottos of the past in her own work today. Becca Cassanda is an artist based in Milwaukee. Her work called Rotto Grotto is inspired by the rich legacy of spiritual grottos and handmade folk environments in the upper Midwest. Becca, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
Let's start with the concept of the grotto, because when I hear the word, I can picture it, but I don't think I could explain or define it to someone. How do you define or explain the concept of the grotto?
Sure. The dictionary definition of a grotto is a cave-like structure, and usually a man-made artificial cave-like structure. I use the word a little bit more loosely to sort of describe any sort of sculpture or object, whether it's in the shape of a cave or something else, but a sculpture that's embedded with objects. So typically like seashells or pieces of glass or pottery or things like that. And I also like to use the word grotto as a verb. So as we talk, I might be using it that way. But anything that you grotto is something that's embedded with all kinds of really interesting objects.
And one of the cool things about grottos is it's a folk art, and there's lots of it around the Midwest. I understand that's part of what got your attention about grottos. What captured your imagination as you saw the grottos of places like Wisconsin and Iowa?
Yeah. So my first experience of a grotto was the Dickeyville Grotto in Dickeyville, Wisconsin. So I moved from New York to Iowa in 2010, and my friend Laura knew that I was like interested. I'm an artist, and she knew that I was interested in really weird art. And I had kind of noticed some more simple grottos in Dubuque. And she was like, I need to take you to the Dickeyville Grotto in Dickeyville, Wisconsin, which is right over the border from Iowa. So so she took me there, and I was really blown away. She kind of described it to me, but you really have to see it in person to understand how insane it is. So I was really blown away at that time, because it's really enormous and colorful, and it has so many different things embedded into it, like glass and gems and pottery and ceramics, and even like sea urchins and starfish, and there's like petrified wood, and there's stalactites and stalagmites, and they've imported so many materials, and it's just like this kind of overwhelming feat of nature and art all coming together. It's very like psychedelic. So that was like seeing that site kind of sold me on this art form and kind of started my journey of wanting to make my own.
And let's talk about your work now. You've got this concept of the Rotto Grotto. Tell us about that.
Sure. So the word Rotto, I chose it because it rhymes with grotto, and I didn't really know what it meant at the time. And I like that it kind of sounded like the word rotten. It just kind of had a bit of an edge to it. But my friend later told me it's Latin for broken, which is perfect because grottos are made out of a lot of broken materials. The name Rotto Grotto started because it started with a project. So after I saw the Dickeyville Grotto, I posted to Facebook, like, I want to make a grotto. I just threw that out there. And my friend Katie, who's involved like in the art scene, and she's like, you should apply for a grant from the Iowa Arts Council to do a project with it. And long story short, I did end up putting together this project proposal, and I submitted it to the Iowa Arts Council, and it was approved. So The project that I named Rado Grotto included collecting materials from community members in Dubuque mostly, and then collaging these materials onto an upright cast iron bathtub to make like a shrine or a grotto to Dubuque. And I ended up displaying this bathtub grotto at Dubuque Fine Arts Festival. And they were kind of in progress at the time, but I worked on it in person to sort of show the technique. And then I also had some tables set up where you could come and grotto your own object. So I showed people how they could embed objects into, we were using like a plumber's putty at the time. So they could embed objects into this substance and then make their own little grotto, or little like memory jar like object. So that was kind of the start of the project. And then since then I've hosted a lot of different workshops at different locations. Really, it seems to resonate with a lot of people, sort of connecting back to this art form, and then, sort of showing how you can do it on your own.
Yeah, I love that part of the project you've been doing. It's partly your own work, but you also, as you mentioned, bring other people on board to do their own grottoing. And I watched a video you had posted from one of those Iowa events, and it seems like people were really into it. They loved being able to do this hands-on 3D art project.
They really did. I was really surprised and very pleasantly surprised. I think at the beginning I felt like a weirdo for being so obsessed with these things that it seemed like a lot of people like weren't even aware were around, or weren't aware that it was a very Midwestern thing. So I was very shy at first for being like, I love these things. Do you know about these things? Have you been? And people, like, they either did know about it or they didn't and were very interested. And when I set up the table to do the project, like, the table was, I had people, like, sitting down and starting to work before I even started to explain what to do. It was, like, so natural for people. And it was, like, little kids and adults. And, like, everyone was so into it. So it's been really exciting to see how resonant this art form is to so many different types of people.
Talking to Becca Cassanda, artist based in Milwaukee, talking about her work on grottos, her work grottoing as a verb. And Becca, I grew up, my Polish grandparents had the tub with a Virgin Mary in it and some decoration. They didn't go whole hog on that. And I think of this often as a religious or spiritual thing. At least some of the work I've seen you do, it seems like it's tied into the spirit in a different way, a spirit of a community, like you were talking about in Dubuque.
Yeah, absolutely. You're right that so many of these grottos are very religious and very Catholic, of course, being in the Midwest. But I kind of wanted to bring a little different angle on it. I think it really resonates with people, like whether or not the original motivation of the maker was religious or personal or patriotic or whatever it is. I think there's this like connection with like devotion and beauty and like using all of these sort of treasured objects that you sort of collect over your lifetime and making something very, you know, something very celebratory with it. It's like, it is like a celebration, a devotion of whatever it is. And, you know, in my case, when I started, it was about Dubuque. And now, I've given someone or given people the ability to make something very personal, including objects that are really important to them. So, I like sort of bringing a not totally religious angle on it, but more personal and community oriented.
If I wanted to grotto, Becca, and I wouldn't do anything on the scale of Dickieville, but if I wanted to do something small, what would I need? What do I need to get started?
There's quite a few different things you can use. The main thing you're going to need is an object to grotto on. So, I like to use bottles. You can use a liquor bottle or a wine bottle, or you can use a vase. Anything that's glass or ceramic. You just don't want to use plastic. So, and it can really be any size. And then you want to cover it with some type of a substance, an adhesive substance. So I mostly use mortar, which is like an adhesive cement. It's what's in between bricks and a brick wall. It's really inexpensive to use, but it does come in really large 50-pound bags, which is kind of a pain. So you can use other things. You can even use caulk, like adhesive tiling caulk. You can use tile adhesive that comes in a bucket. You can use air dry clay. You can use paper mache paste. You can use plumber's putty. You can use almost anything that's sticky. So it's very, it's very open to experimentation.
We've got a link to your website up at WPR.org/Central Time. People can go there maybe for some inspiration along the way. I understand also, Becca, you're always on the lookout for grottos here in the Midwest. Have your friends and acquaintances learned if they see a grotto, they got to tell you about it?
Yes. Absolutely. Yeah. You know, and it's really amazing. It's like something happens when you get into grottos that you develop like a vision, like a special like grotto vision.
Grotto
and
gar.
I'll see them out of the corners of my eye. Like people have these grottos in their yard. And they're amazing. So, I've had people take pictures and send them to me, and I have definitely encountered quite a few really amazing lesser-known grottos that I do have them posted on my website. But, and there's quite a few renowned grotto sites in Wisconsin to visit.
And do you strike up conversations with, fellow grottoers, if I can make that word up?
I do. I actually, one amazing, I do have to point this out because this is a big motivation for my work. This was in Iowa. I was driving on Highway 20 and I found a beautiful, really beautiful grotto in a yard in front of a farmhouse. And I connected with that family and learned that the person who made it, her name is Catherine Bastian, actually made over 900 small grottos out of ham cans. So she used the shape of a ham can, to make these smaller grottos that you can like put in your home. So that was a really great connection. I also have her work on my website, but I've also connected with other artists, mostly in the Midwest, who use this sort of grotto-inspired technique in their sculpture, and it's really fun to see like what kinds of materials they're using and what angle they take with it. So we kind of swap tips.
Becca, thank you so much for sharing this with us today.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Becca Cassanda is an artist based in Milwaukee. We've got a link to her website and art at WPR.org/Central Time. While you're there, you can also find a link to download a map for your own road trip to some of Wisconsin's grottos and other large-scale artworks called Wandering Wisconsin.